Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Maaseh Sheni, Daf Yutess, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. Starting Daf Yutess, and with base on the bottom, the two dots. The more quotes of Mishnah, it says, Uboyri Sayofe, when you're going to exchange the silver sloim to copper coins, the process the Mishnah mentioned. Says the Gemara Chizki, Omar, Kishu Michalolo, Oysa Oysa Karo. If one has a seller, a bad seller, when he's mechalel the seller, meaning he exchanged the money for fruits in Yerushalayim, he gives it a value of a roh. It's not a great coin, which means it has less valuation. So when he goes and buys with that thing, he has to buy it only the lower value, whatever this seller is worth. Continues the Gemara of Yutes Amud Aleph. Keshu mechalelo aleo, but in the original exchange, when he takes the Maisesheni fruits and makes it into coins, before he goes to Yerushalayim, the first original time that he takes the fruits into coins, oiso oiso kiyofo, then he treats it as a good coin, which means he gives it a higher value. He can exchange more fruits for this coin, even though the coin is worth a little less, he can exchange more. So Reb Chaim points out, this is referring to the Mishnah above Metzia. The Mishnah speaks about oino, but if you don't have the exact value, somebody says, shidu na makpit so much oino. So here Gemara is explaining, what does it mean? That when you're coming to mechalel the fruits on the money, you treat the money as if it has a higher value. So the Gemara about Tanin, but we learn, ask the Gemara how you will explain the Mishnah according to this. Reb Chaim explains, what does it mean? There's two stages in the Mishnah. Stage one is, you have two coins that got mixed up, and you're going to exchange the coins for copper coins. There, the tzad is the maybe, the nicer coin, the better coin, is the Maaseh Sheni coin. So you're going to exchange that for moes, for copper coins, you need to give the full value. That even Chizkiyah agrees. You're taking money of Maaseh Sheni, if it's a higher value, you have to give for it a higher value. But he's talking about the next stage. The next stage of Mishnah is you take the copper coins, and you exchange them for the better coin, for the better seller. Why? Take a lower seller. The same way the fruits of Maaseh Sheni can exchange for a coin which was worthless. So now the mois, the copper coins that want to exchange, give it for their seller, which is worthless. That's what the Gemara is asking. If yiver sarav yasel yisakiyofo, why don't you take the lower coin? And even if the copper is worth more, you're exchanging the higher value for the lower value. Says the Gemara, Omar avyoino aniyoimer hiaisa maaseh sheni. So the first attempt of the Gemara is, says, yeah, but maybe this was the good coin to start with. Says the Gemara, mikobakum lo yotzos l'chulin. I don't care what it started with, even though it started as a better coin, but you exchange it for the copper, so it's not anymore. The better coin doesn't have douche anymore. So now give the lower coin. Omar avyoino lo niskavin, that's the gears of the gruel. Lo niskavin la soiso chulin brurim. Which means, let's go back to the logic of the case. He had your two coins. He wasn't sure which coin was Maaseh Sheni. Maybe the bad coin is Maaseh Sheni. Maybe the good coin is Maaseh Sheni. Now, what's going to be the end result? The end result is the good coin will be the Maaseh Sheni because he's going to exchange whatever coin it is for the copper coins, then exchange it back from the copper coins to the seller. So because maybe the better coin was Maaseh Sheni to begin with, he's not really exchanging it for the copper coins. He's doing it just in case he's making a mistake. But really what he wants is, he says, if the not nicer coin is Maaseh Sheni, I don't want to do anything. Leave it the way it is. Keep it Maaseh Sheni. So as long as the original coin was the better coin, he never wanted to really exchange it. So that's why you have to use the better coin for Maaseh Sheni, because it was never redeemed. So the Gemara, Teid al Choshuken, you see this way, the Tanin, what did the Mishnah say? Lo Yishikayim Kein al Chozum Echalor al HaKesef. Don't leave it this way, copper, but go and exchange it back for silver. So you see that the end result is to go back to the silver. Continues the Gemara according to the Mishnah, Mishnah Amru, they said that you could redeem the silver coins for copper coins, bedoichak. Says the Gemara of Chagai Omar, Kamer Zeiro. Chagai said in front of Zeiro, Menach B'Shea Rabbi Yochanan, comes the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shomer D'mai Mechalalim, Bevada Mechalalim Oysa Medoichak. Whatever in Maseches D'mai we learned, you could do Chilu Be'lechatchilu. Because in Dmai we allowed, when things are Sofek, when it's only a Dmai, which is Sofek, it really it's tilting more to say that's probably not Maiser, we allowed you to do Chilul. Lechatchila, you could go do Chilul, many different Chilulim, different coins on each other. So by Dmai, you could do that, but when you're stuck and you have no choice, you could do it. So Gemara, is that true? V'atanin, we learned in our Mishnah, mechalim kesav nechoshes midoichak. All we're allowed to do is to redeem silver on copper. Hakesav lakesav loyas, we learned in the Mishnah. You can't do silver on silver. Why not? By demai, you could do silver on silver. So whatever by demai you could do lechatchilo, by my regular ma'isashin, you could do midoichak. So why the Mishnah is not allowed to do it? This is our case of doichak. So Gemara, you're right, Rabbo, Bar Koyin, Omer Kami, Rabbi Yoino, Rav Acha B'Shei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Acha said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a different rule. Whatever demai works, so in vadai, when it's real ma'aser, if you did it, it works. Not that you could do it midoichak. Do it midoichak means that we allow you to do it when you're stuck. We never allow you to do silver and silver. But if you went ahead and did do silver and silver, it works. Because whatever works by demai means that midoraisa works. Rabbanu only machmer. So if you did it, it works even though we don't allow you to do it lechatchila. The Gemara says also, Rabbi Yudin ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon ben Abba, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan, also said in Rabbi Yochanan, Koshom v'dmai mechalim, whenever you say that dmai yoladu chilul, v'vada ovar v'chilul lo mechulolim. So v'vada, if he did do the chilul, it works, even though we don't allow him to do it, even b'doichak. So the Gemara Tani, Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Shimon oimer, Kishim shmechalim kesef v'nechoishis, kach mechalim zov ala kesef. The same way, you could go and redeem silver coins for copper, even though copper is less of a value than silver. So you can redeem gold coins on silver coins, even though silver is less of a value than gold. So continues the one with base and says, no, that's not a good way. Just to explain this more, we have to bring here what we learn in Maseches Bava Metzia. And Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek HaZov, there's a Zov Kodesh HaKesef. What do you see over there? There are items, there are coins that are considered to be more coins than others. Meaning they're the ones that go by exchange, b'hoitzah. They're the ones that are used in the market as the regular coins. The other coins are considered in comparison to these coins to be payroll, to be fruits. One is allowed to redeem, to exchange, in Ma'aser Sheni, fruits for coins, but not coins for fruits. So when I have two coins, one coin is considered to be more of a coin, and the other one is considered to be in comparison more of a fruit, you redeem the coin which is considered as a fruit on the coin which is considered more of a coin, then the opposite. So says the Gemara, you know why I can redeem silver coins on copper? Because I can redeem silver coins on gold. So explains the Rechai, and this Gemara understands, this is different than what the Talmud Bavli holds in the beginning of Perek Hazov, that gold is coins. Gold is considered to be more coins than silver. That's why you can redeem the silver coins on the gold coins, because the gold is more of a coin than the silver. Similarly, the copper coins is more of a coin than silver, even though it's less of a value, but it's one that's being used more in the market. The copper coins are the ones that are used in the day-to-day purchases that go in the market. You use copper. Gold is more of a chash of a coin. So silver is considered to be more of a fruit in comparison to both gold and copper. So that's what Rebbe is saying. If you mama chalim kesav and the choshes, you know why you can redeem silver and copper? The same reason you can redeem silver and gold. But that cannot be in the other case. V'chalu zov ala kesef. You want gold to be redeemed on silver. Shem mechalim zov ala choshes. I don't redeem gold on copper. Meaning gold is more of a coin than both, than silver and copper. I can redeem gold and silver, and therefore I can redeem gold and copper as well. So the Bible of Lozor of Shimon, Shekin Maise Sheni Shel Zov, Mechalim Oysa Al Amoyes Shibu Shalayim. Says, no, we do find that you could redeem, you could exchange gold coins on copper. And that's in Yushalayim. Yushalayim, when you come and you have gold, you can redeem the gold for copper coins, it'll be able to be, have more of cash, more of accessible coins to use in the markets of Yushalayim. So we do find a concept that gold is being redeemed for copper. So therefore, I'm saying even outside of Shalim, gold should be able to be redeemed on silver. Says the Gemara, one thing we do learn from both Shitas, we very Shneim, from both of them we learn, and here we're going to use the Girsa of Reb Chaim based on the Gro. Michalim Kesef Al Zov. They both agree that silver you can redeem on gold, not like the Tambavli holds. Gold is more of a coin than silver, and you can redeem silver coins and golden coins. And they both agree you cannot redeem golden coins on copper coins outside of Yerushalayim. The only claim that Rabbi Elazar Shimon said is that we do find that you redeem gold coins on copper coins in Yerushalayim. But outside of Yerushalayim, everybody agrees, you cannot redeem golden coins on copper coins. And the only machlokes is, can you redeem gold coins and silver coins? Is that considered to be good enough of an exchange? Is that comparable to silver on copper? With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Yud Tes.